I'm still holding a kufiyot on the base. Nosa Isha, which is about six lines down, five lines down into the wide lines. Nosa Isha, so the Mishnah said, Beres Yisrael, then he divorces her in Chutzlo in Kaputskia. So what's the lacha? What's the hakuba kasha? It seems to be a steer over here. Do you go, is it dependent on the place where he made his financial commitment, which would be the money in Eretz Yisrael, in the case he married in Eretz Yisrael, or is it the place where he actually paid out the ksuba? Let's say, for example, so we said, Tani Nosi Isha Eretz Yisrael, V'girsha B'kaputskiyo, Nosi Lomi Moz Eretz Yisrael. So Alma Bosa Shibuda Ozinhan. So we see from there that Eretz Yisrael was with smaller coins, and he doesn't have to pay the larger coins, because you say, you look at when he made the Shibud, and he made the Shibud in Eretz Yisrael on the smaller coins. Okay, Ema Sefer, but look at the Sefer. It says, Nos Isha B'Kaputzki, Gersh Eretz Yisrael, Nos Shalom Yimoz Eretz Yisrael. Alma Bosa Gavayin Ozinhan. So we look at when she's collecting the Ksuba, and that where she is when she got the Ksuba, not where they were when he made the Shibud. So is it based on the Shibud, or is it based on the Gavayna when you collect? Amar Rabba, Mikula Ksuba Shanu Kan, Ksuba Ksuba Drabonin. So this Tana holds Ksuba Drabonin. And the Chachamim put a leniency in that we make him pay the smaller amount, whichever way it is. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, Armin Nassal Mimos Kaputkir, Rosh Hashanah Gamliel disagrees and says that no, he has to pay her. In that scenario where he married her in Kaputkir and divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, since when he married her, the Shibud was in the money from Kaputkir, even though he's divorcing her in Eretz Yisrael, where the coinage is smaller, he has to pair the larger coins. Because Kesubra Ksuba the Raisa, he holds the Ksuba the Raisa, and therefore we can't make this leniency. So we have to go with the, if we look at the Shibud like any other Starchoiv. So Tamar Rabbanan, for example, so we learned in a Braisa, Hamoitzi Shtar Choyv Al-Khaber, it's not a Ksuba, but a regular Shtar Choyv. So, Hitziya B'Bavel, Magvel Mimos Bavel, Hitziya B'Eretz Yisrael, Magvel Mimos Eretz Yisrael. So we go based on where he presents it for collection. A Kosovo Kesef Stam, it doesn't say any amount of what type of coin. It just says kesef, which means he gave him coins. So Masha Yirtza Loiba Magbeyu, the Loiba can pay him whatever he wants. Masha Enkim Ksuva. And this is not so by Ksuva. So what's this going back on? But the ksuba kesef stam, obviously you can't get whatever you want. We know that there's the chazar mechay of zuzi. So what's it going back on? It's going back on the ratio. Over Rabbi Sharshia a ratio, it's going back on the ratio of the price. So it says that you wherever you present it for collection, that's what you pay. Lafuki ben Rishim Gamliel, Domer Ksuba is the Raisa. The Rosh Hashanah understanding when we're saying that it's presented in a bubble means that the we assume that was made there, and so it's a way to say you go buster the Shibud, and it says Mashen Kibiksuva, which means Biksuva your Makel. So that even if you'd be Mitzi in Eretz Yisrael, if the coinage in bubble is smaller, you can use the smaller coinage. And vice versa. So that's not like Rishon Gamliel, which says Ksuba is the Raisa. Now it said the Brisa, because of Kesef Stam, Mashiir to Loibe Magveh, he can give him any coin that he wants. So most of the Eman Naska, he says Kesef, who said it's referring to coins? It's referring to pieces of silver. So give him a small piece of silver, and that's it. It said coin, didn't say which coin, it just said a coin. Vema Priti, so maybe meant Pruta coins, Omer Papa, Priti, the cast, probably out of the Inshi. In general, people do not make Prutas out of silver. So if we know it's a silver coin, we have a right to assume it wasn't Prutas, and he has to collect the smallest, at best he can collect the smallest denomination of a silver coin. Okay. Sok Rashi. Mikula Ksuba Shanukam. Kana Kila Miksuba, Mazuach is Mikula Ksuba. This is one of the leniencies of Ksuba. Shemilsa Ksuba Ksuba the Raisa, Hilch of Bosser Shibud Azlinan, Kadin Kostari Khoiv. So any Star Khoiv, it's the you pay based on the Shibud, what you committed to. Kasev Kesev Stam, Mea Kesev, this is 100 Kesev, Lepirish, Im Sloyim, Im Dinorim, Im Pundiyonim, what type of coin it was. Sela is 2 Dinorim, a dinar is 2 Pundiyonim. So maybe it's a larger coin, maybe it's a smaller coin. So Mashiach Yitzhaloy, I feel we start, you can give him even an Isser, which is small, is half of a Pundiyon. It was pieces of silver. The kachla pirish, and that's why they didn't say what type of coin it was. So Rashi seems to read that the point would be that therefore he'd be mechuyev in the case of the shtar, he'd be mechuyev to pay him 100 pieces of silver, right? Even if that cost more, but we can infer from the fact that he did not write what the coinage was. It wasn't coins. So it'd have to be 100 pieces of silver. Versus no, it says matbei, vema priti. The term she eaten loy nechoshes, a kesef shava mea prutes. So he would give him, when he says kesef, he uses the word kesef to refer to coins. It says matbei. So maybe it means, even Rashi, the more is questioning, maybe it means 100 prutas worth of silver. People don't refer to that as silver. Okay. Yeah. Turn up on it. Loyalam yodr odam beretzisil. Philip beir sharuba of the kechavit. Loyalam bechutzot a philip beir sharuba yisrael. A person should live in Eretz Yisrael, even if he's going to have to live in a non-Jewish neighborhood. Over living in Bavel, or not Bavel, but living in the, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Even in a city which is mostly Jewish. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a direct connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is not available in Chutz Loretz. So it's like you're losing your connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemar L'Sei Slochem is Eretz Kanan Liyos Slochem Elokim. To give them Eretz Yisrael, to be that through that being their God, which means that the relationship is through Eretz Yisrael. Now, what does it mean? Sheino Dor Beretz Ein Lo Elokab. Says, what does that mean? Of course, he has a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, Lamer Lachol Kol Dor Beretz Chutz Loretz Kilo Oved Abad Es Chachavit. That living in Chutz Loretz in some way is akin to Avodah Zarah. One understanding of it is, in Eretz Yisrael, the Hashpah comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Chutz Laaretz, it goes through Malachim. So there's, if a person, as it were, leaves Eretz Yisrael, means he's willingly putting himself under the Hashpah of the Malachim as opposed to directly connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's like element of Avodah Zarah. Mercy of Chaim David, who I mercy, we see this idea. It says by David. He says, "Kegershuni hayom misabech benachlas Hashem." David says that they were trying to drive him away. They're being megarishim hayom, to disallowing him to be bound to the nachlas Hashem. Lamer saying to me, David saying that. Leich avoid elhim achirim. So David says that they told him to go do Avodah Zarah. Mechimi omer lo David leich avoid elhim achirim. Nobody told David to do Avodah Zarah. But rather, what it means is by driving him out of Eretz Yisrael. So David says that the fact that they're driving me out to have to run away. And David had eventually ran to Moab, etc. So he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. He says that's akin to telling me to go do Avodah Zarah.
Wouldn't the pshat there be that you you go to a place that's all Avodah Zarah? Either you'll be influenced, or maybe you'll be forced to Avodah Zarah.
Okay, I guess so that would, might be Pashup Shad, but the more is seeing it, the actual Maisa of Girshuni is akin to Avodah Zarah. So the more we have this Gemara in Shabbos. We had a brachos also. Reb Zera habakam mishtamet mineid Reb Yehuda. Reb Zera was avoiding Reb Yehuda. Why? The boy lemesek Eretz Yisrael. Reb Zera planned to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and Reb Yehuda, who was the Rosh Hashiva at the time, Reb Yehuda kolaylo mibabel Eretz Yisrael over basay. Leaving Bavel is Osir. Shenemar Bavelo Yavoyo Bashama Yiyu Ayam Patio Isamnu Mashem. So they're going to go to Bavel, and that's where they're going to be until the day that I, Bershom, takes them back. So Reb Yehuda said that it's the Osir to go, and Reb Zera wanted to go. Reb Zera felt Ahu b'klishor is k'siv. The pasuk was referring to the nevuah of Yirmiyahu was referring to that the klishoris will be taken from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. It's not referring to the people that they have to stay there. So Reb Zera was, if Reb Yehuda told him that he can't go, he's not going to go against Reb Yehuda's direct command. But he disagreed with Reb Yehuda on this point, so he just avoided him. He shouldn't be forced to be bound by Reb Yehuda's command. The Gemara says, so how does Reb Yehuda respond to Reb Zera's argument? The Gemara launches into a discussion which will be too long for us to do this morning. Let's see Rashi. Who told David? David was forced to run to the land of Moab, Barvel Achish, which was in Plishtim. So that's akin to the building of Avodah Zarah. The boy that was there, the Mesek, Rehuda Moicha, Beyodi. Something Rashi that Rebbe Yehuda already told him not to, he just wasn't in the mood of arguing with him about it. He just stayed away from him. Tikshar Ksiv with Rashi. Krod Deleomine Ksiv, Ki Kayamar Hashem, Allah, Mudim, Allah, Yom, Allah, Machanois, So he's referring to the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash, which there's been a false Navi which said that they're going to come back. The Mishnah says not only they're not going to come back, but the remain items which remain are going to go to Bavel. So the Mishnah says about the Amudim, which are still there, and the Yam, which is the big mikveh that they had, and the Mechonis, and the support for that, etc., they're going to go there. Tosfos points out this pasuk was a pasuk of Nevuah in Bayis Rishon. They already had went back to Eretz Yisrael and they had left. Again, the Rabbi Yehuda is after Churban Bayis Sheni. So he says, "Alva gav the high krah begolus Rishon ksiv yeshemer the begolus Sheni nami kapit krah." Even though it's written by Golus Rishon, but we understand it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda understands it's referring to the tkufa of Bayis Sheni and the Churban of Bayis Sheni as well. There is. I'm not remembering whether it's a Gemara, a Rishon, an Akron, which says in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda only said this because the situation for learning Torah in Bavel was superior to the situation of learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda felt that the pasuk in the scenario where you're lowering your Torah level by going to Eretz Yisrael, this pasuk of Bavel would now apply Bavel Yavoy v'shamayu. That Bershom, when he said that he's going to send the Cherish and the Mashke, he's going to make his situation a bubble where the Klaiso would be totally advanced in Limud HaTorah. So there the Torah says, that's what it's referring to with saying that you should go there and stay and not come until you're told that you have to come back.